Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're very thankful for Jesus this morning. We're thankful for you, you and you on this beautiful sunshine day. Amen. It's hot. Yeah. I tell you, hell gonna be hotter than this. And that's why I don't want no parts of it. Amen. That's why I try to live a holy life. That's why I try to preach to people and share greatness to them to allow you to know you don't want to go to that place. Praise God. Amen. There's just two choices. That's hell and heaven. And I chose heaven. Amen. Heaven is a holy place filled with glory and with grace, and sin cannot enter there. Praise God. So we are very thankful. All right. At this time, we want to look into our thought, our topic this morning. Amen. And we think about time. Time is declining and time is passing by, and some wasting time and some gaining time and using time wisely. But I want to speak today on the appointed time. Amen. Appointed time. Praise God. An appointed time is a time where we need to recognize, amen, what God intends for us to do. Amen. And there's a scripture, praise God, in our word that allow us to speak on, and it's coming from Hebrew, the 9th chapter. Let's turn to Hebrew, the 9th chapter, and we want to start at that 27th verse and the 28th verse. The Bible said, "And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment." So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Amen. Now, I want to say he appointed this, amen, unto man once to die. Let us know that we are going to leave from here. Amen. And before leaving, we need to make sure, amen, that we are ready for judgment. How many know we all going to be judged by the deeds that we have done on this earth? Amen. So we don't know. That's why we need to make sure and very sure that we are making plans, amen, because we're going to die once, and after that is the judgment. What is judgment? We are going to be judged. We're going, when the Lord come, he got the reward in his hands, and amen, and he knows who's in, he knows who's out, and then it's going to be a judgment day. He's going to judge you by the deeds that you have done on this earth, and we got to make sure that we are being righteous and we're doing great things because we're going out of here. Amen. I don't care who you are, how young you may be, praise God, or what your age may be, but it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this is the judgment. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And this appointed time, we all going to make it, praise God. In other words, we going to make this appointment, praise ye the Lord. Amen. And amen. Everybody going to make this appointment. Sometimes, amen, we make appointments, praise God, and we don't show up, praise God. Amen. Amen. We call, amen, at the dentist's office or at the doctor's office, and we tell them, say, hey, I can't make it today, praise God, amen. And can you reschedule me for another time, amen. But I want to tell you, you can't reschedule this appointment, praise God. When it's time for you to go, you're going out of here, praise God. So that's why it pays us, church, to make sure that we're walking circumspectly. So whenever the Lord, amen, our appointed time shall come, we'll be ready to meet the Lord. We don't want the Lord to tell us where I am. Come on, somebody. You cannot come. But we want the Lord to let us know, amen, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Because I want to be at that appointment time. Amen. It is appointed unto man who wants to die. So come on, church. Praise God. Amen. We want to be there. But I tell you what, you're going to be disappointed if you miss it. Amen. Ain't God good in here? Praise God. It is appointed to man. I said it's appointed to man who wants to die, but after this is the judgment. But if you miss this, praise God, if you miss this appointment, praise God, you're going to be disappointed. Amen. That's why I want to make sure that I keep this appointment. Praise God, because we got to go. Amen. And I want to be there. Praise God. Ain't the Lord good in here? Amen. I said, ain't God good in here? Amen. I want to tell you, praise God. You know, sometimes people think they got to get sick to die. You don't have to have no pain. You don't have to have no problem. You don't have to have no high blood pressure, no sugar diabetes. Amen. But you can leave out of here at any time. And that's why it pays us to, amen, make sure and very sure that we are ready and prepared to meet this judgment. Praise God. Ain't the Lord good in here? Amen. So now we want to let you know too. Amen. Over here. Praise God. It ain't a, let's go, let's turn over here to 2 Corinthians, praise God, amen, 2 Corinthians, praise God, the 5th chapter, verse 10, praise ye the Lord, amen, that disappointed time, amen, we can't say praise God, amen, I can't go, amen. Look at here. Up here, what did it say? 2 Corinthians 5:10. Somebody read that. What did that say?
For we must all appear.
Now at this appointment, the Bible said we all must appear.
Before the judgment seat of Christ.
Every man shall see the things done in his body.
According to that he has done.
Whether it be good or bad. Praise God. When this time appear, amen, when this appointed time come forth, I want to let you know, for we all appear. For we must all appear before that the judgment seat. Come on. We all must appear. Amen. We all, this ain't no maybe so. I can come, amen, if I want to. And if I don't want to, I won't show up. But I'm here to tell you, church, amen, we all will be there. Praise God. Amen. You might miss your dental appointment. You may miss your doctor appointment. You may miss, amen, paying your rent date. But I'm here to tell you, we're in this way of God. It said, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. Amen. We all going to appear. Praise God. It don't matter if you male or female. It don't matter if you, amen, children. Praise God. It don't matter if you save or unsaved. But we all going to appear and stand before God. And we got to be ready when the Lord comes. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Brother Daniel, could you get this? This thing went off on me.
But amen. Praise God. It's no exception. Amen. We gonna be there. Praise God. Amen. You sometimes you say, well, you know, I ain't quite dotting every T and I'm crossing every I, praise God. But I'm here to tell you, you must be there. Praise God. And we shall be there. Amen. And we're gonna stand before a living God. And he's going to give us, amen, account of our deeds that we have done on this earth. Praise God. He's going to let us know, praise ye the Lord, if we in, if we out, praise God. If we've been a child of God, if you've been doing the will of the Lord, you've been following the procedure, you've been keeping the faith, praise God. You've been, a good person, amen. But if we've been, amen, doing other stuff, we're going to be judged. But I want the Lord to judge us, and I want we to be ready. So when this time comes, he can say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. He can say, come and enter into the joys of the Lord. Amen. So the Lord reminded us. Amen. Praise God. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Praise God. Ain't the Lord good in this place? That everyone may receive the thing that done in his body. Amen. How many know the Lord knows what have been done in your body? He knows what you have done. He knows where you're located. He knows all about you, praise God. You can't stand before him and begin to say, Lord, you know I was a good person. I did your deed. I did everything that was pleasing to that sight. But one thing about the Lord knows us, praise God. Amen. He said he knows. Amen. He said he received the things that done in our bodies according that he has done, will it be good or bad, praise God. Amen. He knows if we have been doing good. He knows if we've been doing bad. But I'm here to tell you, church, life is short, time is running out, and we need to make sure that we are following God's procedure. We need to make sure that we're doing his commandments. We need to make sure that we're walking circumspectly. We need to make sure that we're following all of the requirements, because when we stand before God, we don't want, amen, to come short. We don't want, amen, the Lord say, where I am, you cannot come. We don't want the Lord to say, I never knew you, depart from me. But I'm here to tell you, we're living in some crucial times now. We're living in some rough times now. But that's why we need to hold on to God's unchanging hand. That's why we need to hold on to the Lord and don't let him go, praise God, because I want to go where he is. But the devil don't want nobody to make it, and that's why he works so hard. That's why, amen, allow difficult things to take place. That's why, amen, try to trip us up. But I'm not going to allow the devil to trip us up. I'm not going to allow the devil to trick me up, and I want you to not allow the devil to trick you up, amen, because we want to go where the Lord is, amen, amen, because he got a prepared place for us. He got a place, amen, as the scripture said, in my Father's house or many mansions. If it was not so, he said, I would have told you. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And he said, if he go to prepare a place for you, he would do what? Come again and receive us unto himself. Amen. I want to go where he is. Amen. I don't want nothing to hinder me. Amen. I will not and I shall not allow nothing here to hinder me. Amen. Because I see I got a race. I got a race to run. And I'm running by faith. Praise God. Amen. And I know I got to be ready because my appointed time can show up at any time. Amen. And I want to be ready when the Lord comes. Praise ye the Lord. I said I want to be ready when the Lord comes. Amen. I want to be ready for my appointed time. I want to be ready, amen, when the Lord appear. Praise God. I don't want to be around here, amen, don't know where to go and how to go. Praise God. Amen. This thing works today. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. Now to make sure that we're pleased in the Lord's sight. Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory. Amen. All right. Come on now. Now let's turn over here to Revelation. Praise God. Revelation.
Amen. Revelation, the 22nd chapter, the last book over here in Revelation. Amen. To God be the glory. And we want to start at that 10th verse. Praise God. Ain't God good in here? No, let's move back up here. Praise God. Let's see. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. Amen. Well, let's move at the 12th verse. Praise God. Revelation 22. Amen. 12th verse there. Let you know we are living in end times. Amen. Times is coming. The Lord is coming. Amen. And we want to be ready when the Lord comes. The Bible says. Let's go up here to the 10th verse. The Bible says here, 22:10. It said, and he said unto me, seal not the saying of this prophecy, of this book, for the time is at hand. How many know, church? The time is at hand. Amen. Meaning that the time is upon us. The time is happening right now. Praise God. The Bible says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. Huh? I want to let you know when the Lord comes, amen, that appointed time when he comes for us, the way we are, how many know that's the way we're going to be throughout eternity? Amen. It ain't going to be no changes made. If we need to make some changes, we need to make some changes now. We need to make sure that everything is pleased. We need to make sure that we're dotting every I. We need to make sure that we're crossing every T. We need to make sure we are prepared to meet the Maker, because we don't know when he's coming. Amen. You can be feeling good. You can be feeling brand new, but your heart can stop at any time. Amen. You can be feeling, amen, like everything's just all right. Amen. You can aspire and be out of here, but the way you are, that's the way you're going to be all throughout eternity. That's why the Bible said, if that is unjust, you might as well know he will be unjust still. Amen. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, amen, let him be holy still. Praise God. Amen. That's why we ain't holy. We need to be holy still. Amen. Be ready for the coming of the Lord. The Bible says, and behold, I come quickly. I mean, and no, he ain't slow. Sometimes we are too slow for him. Amen. Sometimes we do things slow. But when God began to work, he ain't a slow for God. Amen. He worked quickly. He said, I'm going to come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Ain't God good? You cannot fool God. He knows your work. He knows how you behave. He knows, amen, your ins and outs. He knows the grain of your hair. Do you know it's numbered? And he knows the number. Ain't God good in here? He knows when you're going to leave from here. I don't know. I don't know when my last day, but I know God knows. That's why I want to walk circumspectly. That's why I want to do all I can do while I have a chance. Ain't God good in here? That's why I want to do while I got blood running warm in my veins, because the Lord, he said, I'm coming quickly, and he said, my reward is with me. Amen. He don't make no mistakes. Amen. He don't come with an eraser in his hand. Amen. It's already, the reward is already made. He knows who's in. He knows who's out. Sometimes we make mistakes. Well, amen. We say, oh man, oh, I'm sorry. Let me erase this. I had you going to the devil's place. Amen. But no, you was a good person. Let me put your name back in the paradise list. Come on, somebody. God don't work that way. He knows who's in.
and he knows who's out. And the pencil is in his hand. Come on. Hey, God, good. Amen. They said when the roll is called, I want to be in the number. Praise God. Amen. We got to make sure our name is on the roll. Praise God. Amen. And the way to make sure, amen, we got to make sure that we're ready for this appointed time. Amen. Your time may be one time. Amen. My appointed time may be another. But I don't care. Just make sure we be ready at all times. The Bible said, who mine is stayed on thee, he will what? Keep thee in perfect peace. So our minds got to always stay on the Lord. We got to make sure that I don't care how busy my schedule may be. It don't make no difference what I got to do today or tomorrow. But I tell you, the most important thing is your soul. Make sure that you're ready. Make sure that you're ready for departure. Make sure that everything is clear between you and God. Because when he come quickly, amen, he ain't coming to pardon with you. He ain't coming to bargain with you. He ain't coming to make deals at that time. Amen. He is your savior now. But that day he gonna be your judge. Amen. He gonna give you your accountability of what you have done on this earth. Ain't God good? So we got to make sure when the Lord come with his reward. He said, I got it. He ain't going to leave it. He knows who's in. He knows who's out. He knows who's, amen, doing the will of God. He knows all about that. How many know you may fool man sometime? Come on, somebody. I say you may fool man sometime, but you can't fool God no time. Come on, somebody. He up high. He look low. He see all of us. Praise God. Amen. He said, now, Jesus is saying, listen, behold, I'm going to come quickly now, and my word is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. Amen. If you did good, you'll get a good amen reward. If you did evil, amen, you're going to get an evil reward. Jesus said here, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and the first and the last. Praise God. We're not serving a peon God. We're not serving a God that's disabled. Praise God. He said, I am Alpha and Omega. Amen. The beginning and the end. He started this thing. Amen. God created the heavens and the earth. And I tell you what, and he's going to end it. Praise you, the Lord. I don't know. I don't know when he's coming. Nobody know but the Father. Praise God. But I do say, amen, the world is crooked. The world is worldly. The world is, we're living in a bad time. And I do say and I do feel that everything that the Bible have said was going to happen before he come, it is happening now. Amen. I see it. The word of God is being fulfilled. Praise God. Amen. Over there where he bring out the signs of the end. Amen. What did he say? Amen. It said earthquakes in diverse places and pestilence and amen. And all these things that's going to happen, praise God. It's happening right now. Nations against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms. And all these things is taking place. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm here to tell you, that's what's happening in our land and country today. Kingdoms against kingdoms. You know what that means? Amen. Church folks organization against other church folks organization. You said, I'm right. Amen. You in this church. I'm right. And them folk person is wrong. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, if all of y'all, amen, wherever you may be, if you ain't living a holy life, if you ain't living a life of godliness, amen, then you won't make it. It don't matter what church you may be in. You got to live a holy life. You got to have a pure heart. The Bible said, only but the pure in heart shall see God. Amen. Check yourself. Praise God. Check your spiritual vehicle. Make sure that everything is all right. Just like you check your natural vehicle. You take time, you check the oil to make sure that you got the right amount. You take time, you pop the hood and make sure your transmission fluid is clean and amen and is full. And you got to make sure that that engine is running, amen, good and amen, running like it should. Praise God. But then sometime you pull your hood, you hear it skipping. It's not running smooth. Then you need to take it to the shop. Take it to the mechanic. Sometimes we like that in our spiritual automobile. You see your motors skipping. You see your oil level is low and you're still driving. That's not a good thing to do. When your oil is low and you keep driving, soon you ain't gonna be able to drive no more because your engine gone. It ain't gonna run anymore. It gonna crunk down. It gonna leave you side of the road because guess what? You didn't have oil in your engine. And I'm here to tell you, if you don't have oil in your engine, you don't have nothing to keep the engine, the, amen, the valves and all the things that's supposed to be moving. If the oil is gone, it's going to stop on you. And I'm here to tell you this works the same way with this spiritual automobile. Amen. If you don't have oil in your vessels, amen, amen, you ain't going to make it. I believe we can encounter about the 10 virgins. 5 was wise and 5 was unwise. 5 had oils in the vessels and 5 just had a little bit of oil because the lights flickered. Amen. You know, when you get ready to run out of oil, your lights start flickering. And then after a while, it will be no lights. But I'm here to tell you it's time to check your oil. It's time to check what you have on hand. Amen. Don't wait till the appointed time comes. Amen. Because it's going to be too late. You leaving out of here. Amen. When is the appointed man to die? You have to check on your stuff while you're alive and well. Amen. To make sure that everything is pleased. Because my Bible read here, he's coming. Amen. And he's coming quickly. And the Bible said, and his reward is with him. Now listen, it said, blessed are they that do his commands. Huh? We are blessed when we do his commands, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Amen. We just sung that song this morning. Amen. Going to the city. Let us go to the city. Amen. And that city gonna be a beautiful city. Amen. We ain't gonna have no more aches and pains in that city. We ain't gonna have any wants. Amen. Every day gonna be Sunday. Praise God. That's why the devil try to work so hard and so bad to try to stop us. But that's why we got to work so hard to allow him not to stop us. We got to let the devil know. We got to point. It said, devil, go about your business. Get out of my life. I'm not going to follow you. I'm not going to follow your instruction because I end up in the lake of hellfire. But I want to follow the Lord. The Lord, amen. He got a pleasant place to put us. Amen. And he's telling all of us, you know, you don't have to have an invitation to go this place. Amen. Amen. You really don't. God places, he's open for everybody. It don't matter who you are. You can be a Jew, Greek. You can be black, brown, whatever color you may be. He's saying, come, everyone, come unto me. all ye labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. How many need some rest this morning? Praise God. Amen. He's able. He's a rescuer. He'll give you rest. Amen. I look around the congregation and I see, few folks here this morning. Amen. But I do believe some folks is getting mixed up with natural rest. Versus the spiritual rest. That ain't what the Lord is telling you to stay home and rest in your beds. Amen. We need the soul rest. Praise God. When we can't go in our beds, when destruction come, when problems come, we got that rest. We don't have to be wearied and well doing. We don't have to be, pulling our hair out. We got that rest where we can just know and stay calm and know that everything gonna work out. Know that God gonna fix it. Know that God gonna turn it around. I don't have to worry. I don't have to fret because my Lord tells me in his word, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, praise God, of many mansions. If it was not so, he said, I would have told you. But he said, I'm gone. Hello, somebody in this place. I'm so glad. He said, I'm gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will what? Come again and receive you unto myself. That's what I want. I want the Lord to come back. And he's going to come back soon. Who are ready? Who are living a holy life? He coming back for you. But if you living a sinful life, amen, you doing all these habits, you going anywhere and doing anything, praise God, he ain't coming for you, but there's a place that's going to open up, amen, to a bottomless pit, amen, and that's called hell, and it's going to be hot there, it's going to be, amen, ain't going to be no fans there, it ain't going to be no AC there, amen, and I don't want to go there. Come on, somebody, amen, I want to go to the prepared place, amen. This prepared place is for prepared people, praise God, amen. You can't be slacking, you can't be slipping, amen, you can't be indifferent to go to this place. You got to be able to get along with everybody. Come on, somebody. You must be on one accord. You must be in unity. Amen. With the saints of God. So many people disaccord. They can't speak to this person. Amen. They can't get along with this person over here. Amen. It's time out. I said, in the fear of the Lord, it's time out for playing church. We must get along with everybody, because this appointed time going to come, amen, and we're going to leave out of here, and if we ain't ready, we go on to an unready place. So come on, we want to make sure and very sure, praise God, that we are doing the thing that pleasing in the Lord, because we want the Lord to tell us, blessed are they that do his commandments, amen, that they may have a right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without dogs, amen, dogs will not appear there. It said, and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever love it and make it a lie. Amen. Now, do we have any of them kind of folks? I want to tell you, you need to clean up house. Amen. You need to sweep your floor. You need to get the dust rags out. Amen. And get clean up, because, amen, if you, amen, a sorcerer and a whoremonger and murders, amen, the Lord going to tell you, where I am, you can't come.
That's right.
Come on now. Amen. I don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. It said, Jesus has sent my angels to testify unto you these things in the churches. And the angels is no more as the pastors, preachers, telling you what thus say God. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And can I add on? and the lily of the valley. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The shelter from the rainstorms. Praise God. Alpha and Omega. The first and the last. The beginning and the end. The doctor. The sanctifier keeper. The savior. He's everything. The Bible says, and the spirit and the bride say, come. Amen. Amen. Come. That's a powerful word. That's an action word. I preached on that word not long ago. Just the word come. Come is important. You'll get nothing done if we don't come. You can't even be saved if you don't come. Amen. You got to come. You can't even purchase a vehicle. Everybody's telling you at the dealership, come. Here's the yard sale advertisement. Come to this yard sale, huh? Come. And the Lord come is most important than it all. Come, and let him that hear it say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will let him take the water of life freely. Amen. If you're not ready this morning for departure, amen. Don't wait till the appointed time. Don't wait till it's time for you to leave out of here. We need to come while we got blood running warm in our veins. We need to come while we are able. Huh? We see how people falling off the face of the earth. Every time you look around and get a call, hey, you know, so-and-so just passed. You look in the obituary, oh man, this is my friend, this is my classmate, he's out of here. We don't want to be out of here without a savior. We want to take time to come unto the Lord. It said, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. In other words, don't tamper with the word of God. It said what it needed to say. And we must obey it. Don't try to add to it. And don't try to take nothing away. And that's what's happened today. The word is being twisted up. Folks making the Bible say what they want it to say. They want it to justify them. But we got to take the word as it is. And live accordingly. It said, he which testify these things says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And that's what I want to leave to you all this morning, that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. God bless you. And God bless America.